Our guests today, American Music Club, are back, or more specifically, after breaking up in the mid-90s, they have been back since releasing Love Song for the Patriots in 2003, and now they have a new album called The Golden Age. At the center of the band is the writing and singing of Mark Eitzel and original member Voodoo, who now lives in L.A., where this new album was recorded, while Eitzel still lives in San Francisco. A quick listen to the new album finds it a bit lighter in feel than the often dramatic fare of AMC albums in the past. And I asked Mark Eitzel about whether that was the idea going in.
Well, it's not very long until I enter the retirement community. And I wanted to have songs that I could look back on and that would give me pleasure.
Does aging actually ever enter into your thoughts in that manner?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? I mean, I'll be this grizzled, mean old guy. You know, songs are self-fulfilling prophecies. And I didn't want to spend the next couple of years singing these gloomy songs that become self-fulfilling prophecies about my life. So I wrote songs that that kind of pitch it towards a better life.
Well, let's hear one of them, and it's actually the one that begins the new disc, which is All My Love. Do a version of that.
We're going to do a version of that. Thanks.
I wish that we were always high. I wish that we could swim around in the sky. If we believe, then we won't fall. Above it all, the breath that takes you from the deep blue to the shore, a wave that holds you, it's all we're searching for. I'll be the match that holds your fire. I'll be the note that falls from your wire. If I love. my love, all my love, all my love, all my love.
We're talking with American Music Club and hearing some performances live today on The Cafe from The Golden Age, the new album. And Mark Eitzel, the voice you know and love from all time, Voody, and Steve Didelo on drums, and Sean Hoffman on bass, the new rhythm section. And there's kind of a L.A., San Francisco kind of split, Voody, with you now living in L.A. How does that work? Is it good to have you guys in two different cities? Or?
Well, I wasn't in the American Music Club when I moved to Los Angeles, so I just came down here sort of out of necessity and ended up being glad that I did.
But working in two different cities at this point, how was...
Well, when we reformed, when was that?
2003?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought I wasn't going to be involved in it. Because the group was still in San Francisco or in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't really that interested in doing that kind of long-distance collaboration. But I did it.
And so now you feel...
Well, I met up with these other nice chaps down here who were pleasant to hang out with and musical. And I was more interested in just playing with people in my neighborhood. The last record we did, as intense as it might be, I really didn't have too much involvement in. I would just go up and all the tracks were already done. And it worked as a touring group. But really as a collaboration over a span of 400 miles and 25 years, it really didn't exist for me, as it does now.
Will you speak to another point, which is how this one was made, which is different than the last album, and that you did a lot of, you know, all band members on the floor at the same time. Mark, was that your idea on that one?
Yeah, I mean, the last album we had to basically, you know, I'm in there and I'm a Pro Tools geek, and I'm in there editing Voody. Like, he'll come up and do about 30 tracks, and I edit them all together and try to make a part out of it. And I didn't want to make an album like that again, you know. I wanted to make an album where a band rehearses in a room, and then you play what you rehearse, more or less live. And that's what I wanted to do with the guys in San Francisco, but they couldn't come down to L.A. and work with Voody. So I came down and worked with Voody, and Voody was working with these two wonderful gentlemen, and so that's how we—and it felt like a band. Mm-hmm. So I told the guys in San Francisco, look, I'm sorry, but— I don't want to do another record where I have to be the Pro Tools editor, you know. And of course, then I became it for this record too. But you know, it's like that was the intention, to make it kind of a looser, more of a band record than we did before.
Now, and we're bringing up San Francisco and L.A. And Mark, you got a new song called "All of the Lost Souls." Welcome you to San Francisco. How has your relationship with that city changed? I mean, when you was it easier to live there when you first moved there in terms of economically? I would think it would have been.
It was cheap.
Yeah.
It was cheap. You know, now if I was going to move there, I couldn't afford it. And my relationship with it now is sort of love-hate, veering on the hate, because there's a lot of people in San Francisco full of hate. And, you know, and the bars I used to go to, I can't go to anymore. You know, I'm sorry. It's funny. Bars are... they have a shelf life, you know. You have, and you're on the shelf, and you have to stop. And I, you know, so the whole scene, the whole thing that I related to there is kind of gone for me. So I've moved on, but I still love the city, and I, you know, and I can't afford to move, so I'm stuck, you know.
Well, can you do that one?
Did I answer your question?
Absolutely. That's what I was kind of trying to get at. Absolutely. But you're spending more time in L.A. too.
I'm spending lots of time in L.A. thanks to my friend Chris, who lets me stay in his little apartment. Yeah. Hmm. So, yes.
Well, this is the song that mentions the city by the bay. This is All the Lost Souls Welcome You to San Francisco.
Years ago, my soul went missing, looking for a life no one could mourn. Now it stumbles like the smile of a fool, looking to the sky for shelter from the storm. All the lost souls, welcome you to San Francisco, a city that was built by fire truck and skeletons who grin and grin, and pimps and thieves who can't believe their luck, and saints who are holy only when they sin. I came looking for the party, so come on Marty, you're the king of 22nd Street. Why don't you give me some hope, or at least enough rope? I wanna fly just to make my heart complete. All the lost souls, welcome you to San Francisco. You can always find me at the celebration, waiting for glory to strike me dumb, trying to keep the good times rolling, because they're almost gone. All the lost souls, welcome you to San Francisco. It's a beauty that our hearts all recognize, and never ever get their fill, where everyone is humming a love supreme, and watching it pour softly down the hill. All the lost souls, welcome you to San Francisco.
American Music Club are playing live for us today on the Cafe, and it's All the Lost Souls Welcome You to San Francisco. And we're getting a chance to talk with the band, the reconstituted American Music Club, today on the show. And you've got this song that I'm wondering, Mark, if you could tell us how it's gestation period, which is The Windows on the World, which is a song about the World Trade Center, at least in some major extent. What's the origin of this one?
I went to a party for Jonathan the Fire Eater at Windows on the World, which is a bar at the top of the World Trade Center. And I was so excited to go to the party up there, because I'm just a tourist anyway, in New York. So it was this thing where they're going to let me in. And that story is pretty much just what happened. I even told the bartender, I said to her, God, you can see forever from up here, man. It's beautiful. And she actually did say, yeah, do you want something? And I thought maybe if you're going to do a tribute to the World Trade Center and a tribute to, that whole thing, may as well write about the bar, And I mean, it's a big pile of air right now. It's a real shame. I swear to God, I know that it's an old-fashioned idea, but I love the idea that American had a future, I really did. I love modern buildings, and I love the modern world, Not to quote Jonathan Richman, actually. I really do. And I don't know. That's all I can say.
Well, it's a really nice song, and it's nice to actually have you in the building existing. And both of you. This is The Windows on the World.
Thank you.
I said to my friend Kit, I said, I know I'm just a tourist, but it's your New York duty to turn my tourist frown upside down. So he took me to a party for fire eaters. We all did drugs in the toilet. Yeah, we were so downtown. I said, will there be a band? God, I hope not. Isn't it beautiful? And doesn't it feel like the end of the world? I mean, you can already see the ruins start to grow. The end of the world is gonna be beautiful. Later on, I said to Kid, hey, look at me, look at me. I'm on the top of the first world with a free beer. And he said, don't worry, my dear, they'll let any trash in here. At the windows on the world, at the windows on the world, at the windows. I said, you know, babe, from here you can almost see forever. She said, yeah, I know, I got it made. Drink your beer, I love that look. Oh, it's so Unabomber. I turned to Kid and I said, Kid, the dead make us build these beautiful tombs, and then they trap us inside. And he said, well, Mark, if you're so damn smart, tell me why tourists always wanna get so high. At the windows on the world, windows on the world, at the windows on the world, at the windows on the world. If I snap my fingers, what will I get? If I snap my fingers, what will I get? If I snap my fingers, what will I get? That's right, I'll get forever. I'll get forever. At the windows on the world,
Windows on the World, done live today from American Music Club, who have a really nice new album out called The Golden Age. And what do you want to finish up with?
I know, that's not really you. It goes like this.
prisoners to all the harm they do. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at you. Because you can't stop loving. One day,
American Music Club playing live for us today, and I know that's not really you. Another one from the Golden Age, which is the new one out on Merge. And thank you guys a lot for playing live for us today, and thanks for the new album. It's a joy.
All right, thanks.
It's a pleasure.
American Music Club, our guests, and we shall return in a moment here on the World Cafe.